Unfortunately, he won't be going to the club challenge because of a hamstring problem. Valentine Holmes joins us now. Valentine, how's the leg, mate?
Hey, mate, how's it going?
Not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. No, the leg's a lot better, actually. The physios are doing all they can to get me back out sooner, but, yeah, I'm not heading over to the club challenge with the boys. They leave Saturday night, and I guess I'll have to watch them from here next week.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bummer, mate. That would have been a good trip.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cut about that, but in the end, I've been there, wasn't there not long ago, so I'm pretty... I'm all right about it all.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah. Well, I guess you've had that time with the Kangaroos, haven't you, over there in the UK?
Exactly.
And then, of course, you went to the US before you got back home.
Yeah. No, so I've done a bit of travelling in the off-season. So, like I said, I'm not that guy. I just want to get my body right and hopefully be all right for round one.
Yeah. There was saw Jack Bird last night in the news really saying, well, I don't really want to play fullback anyway. I want to play in the centres. That's where I've been training. That's good news for you, mate. That just means... you're an absolute Monty, be wearing the number one.
Yeah. Oh, really? Is that right?
Yeah, he said, well, he said, really, people keep talking about me as a fullback.
Yeah.
He said, but I've only really played a couple of games there, and that was the trials last year, I think.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he said, I'm more than happy to be in the centres.
Yeah, I think because he likes playing in the halves as well. And
yeah, that's right.
Usually, if you're a 5'8", you can, like, chop and change playing fullback, but it's a bit more running. Mm. But, yeah, he was awesome in the centres there, as you've seen from last year. He's almost one of the best centers, I reckon. But, it's either going to be him or Gerard Beale, I think. Myself and Beale have been training in and out of fullback training. So, I wouldn't be surprised if I see Beale starting there.
Yeah. Valentine, congratulations, too, on extending your deal with the Premiers in Cronulla. Did it have any influence, the fact that Ben had left the club to go and play French rugby union? Did that have any final influence on you?
Oh, thank you so much for that. A little bit. I don't know if you know, but we have the same managers. So,
yes.
That sort of did give me a bit of like security as well when he left. And they were telling me that I'd be the number one fullback for the next couple of years. So that made me feel like at home and definitely wanted to re-sign there. So it's all sort of looking up for me now, and just got to get past this injury and I should be sweet to go.
Yeah, and the focus on this trip overseas, is it seen as a distraction? I mean, it can't be, I suppose, but quite often it can hurt a team when you've just in getting going or there's a bit of a lag afterwards.
Yeah, that's what the guys are sort of wary about. Because we play, when we come back, round one's on Thursday, so they'll have, like, I think maybe a week, just over a week to be right. Usually you get about 2 weeks. But, once they get back, then they get back on a Wednesday and then the next following Thursday. So, they're probably not happy about that, but you know, that's what happens when you're in the comm. You've got to go over there and play the best team over there. So, no, I'm sure they're all really looking forward to it. And, they'll be fine.
Yeah, and quite clearly, I mean, the fact of the matter is once you guys get involved in a game, you just want to win and compete.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the best thing about it. They're all very competitive and I'm sure they can get the job done.
Does this extension of this contract, Valentine, does that now put all any plans of dreams of playing in the NFL on the back burner for how long?
Yeah, it's definitely been put on hold. I'm just worried about just focus on Sharks at the moment. So I'm here till 2019 and with 2020 in my favour. So, depends how the year go.
Super Bowl would have pumped you up, though.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Amazing, wasn't it?
It was a cracking finish, there's no doubt about that.
I couldn't believe the comeback on it.
Yeah. So it's a shame you are missing this trip to take on Wigan. That's going to be next Sunday. And then you mentioned kicking off the NRL season. When will we see you back?
The physio said for 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks. So in 4 weeks is round one. And I'm not going to push it because with a hamstring, you know, it can always be reoccurring. So. I'm going to hopefully try to get back for round one, but if it's not feeling right at training, I'll give it another week, hopefully round two.
Yeah, that's right.
Good on you, Valentine. Look after it, mate, and we'll talk soon.
No worries. Thanks, guys.